This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. has closed its embassy in Belarus and is allowing non-essential staff at the U.S. embassy in Russia to leave the country after Russia invaded Ukraine. An American intelligence official says Belarus could send troops to help Russia as soon as today. Delegations from Ukraine and Russia are meeting today on Ukraine's border with Belarus for talks. The AP's Jackie Quinn with where things stand right now.
Russia's military assault on Ukraine is in its fifth day, with fighting in the streets of the country's second largest city, Kharkiv, and troops moving closer to the capital, Kyiv. The Russian military's offer to allow residents a safe corridor to evacuate the capital city as it beefs up its forces for an onslaught. Tensions over Ukraine have escalated further after Russian President Vladimir Putin put his nuclear forces on increased alert. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hundreds of thousands of refugees are running from Ukraine to surrounding countries where leaders are welcoming them. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Whilst the hospitality has been applauded, it has also highlighted the stark differences in treatment given to refugees and migrants from the Middle East and Africa. Bulgarian Prime Minister Kirill Petkov called the Ukrainian refugees different because they were, as he described, European and educated and intelligent. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban changed his tone from refusing any migrants entry in December to letting everyone in from Ukraine now. Critics are calling such language and behaviour a mix of racism and Islamophobia. I'm Karen Chamas.
The UN General Assembly has an emergency session today to talk about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Some workers at Target could see starting wages as high as $24 an hour this year. It's getting harder to find workers. This is AP News. Now to the Supreme Court. The AP's Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court is hearing a case today its conservative majority could use to hobble the Biden administration's efforts to combat climate change. 19 mostly Republican-led states and coal companies are disputing the Environmental Protection Agency's authority to limit carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. Currently, there's no EPA plan in place. Environmental groups worry the high court could preemptively undermine whatever plan President Biden's team develops. A broad ruling by the court also could weaken regulatory efforts that extend well beyond the environment, including consumer protections, workplace safety, and public health. Biden has pledged to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by the end of the decade. I'm Julie Walker.
Gas is $3.61 a gallon as we start the work week, up 8 cents in a week. That from the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.